Ireland's Prime Minister Brian Cohen is facing outrage over how he has handled Ireland's economic and banking crisis. On Sunday, his government requested international funding said to be worth around $100 billion to steer Ireland clear from economic collapse. Budget cuts are tied to the bailout. This week, Mr. Cohen's government is to publish a four-year plan that will cut around $20 billion from the country's deficit. And early next month, the 2011 budget is due to be unveiled. The junior party in Mr. Cohen's coalition government says it will withdraw its support for the government once that budget is passed. Mr. Cohen says he won't call an election until Ireland's finances are in order.
We believe that there is a clear duty on all members of Dáil Éireann to facilitate the passage of these measures in the uniquely serious circumstances in which we find ourselves. The political and financial stability of the state requires no less. It is my intention, at the conclusion of this budgetary process, with the enactment of the necessary legislation in the new year.
But for some politicians in Ireland, that's not soon enough. On Tuesday, four lawmakers from one of Ireland's smaller political parties tabled a motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister. Richard Boyd Barrett is a political activist with the Ireland-based group People Before Profit. He says Mr. Cohen should go now.
It is outrageous that they're talking about having an election after they have done the deal with the IMF and tied the country into a four-year austerity plan, which will essentially tie the hands of any incoming government. So, of course, he should step down immediately. We should have an election immediately before any deal is done with the IMF or any budget is delivered.
The government is expected to cut the minimum wage and social welfare spending, among other measures. Boyd Barrett says those cuts are going to hurt Ireland's most vulnerable citizens, and he says they're not the ones who should be paying out.
I think the Irish people are being misled about the nature of the bailout. They're being told that it's a bailout of the Irish people. In reality, it is a bailout of the French banks, the German banks, the British banks, and our own banks. And ordinary people in this country, working people, pensioners, students, the vulnerable in our society, are being asked to pick up the gambling debts of the international financial system in Europe. And that's absolutely outrageous and unacceptable.
Ireland is the second Eurozone country to receive a bailout in just 6 months. Earlier this year, Greece was awarded a $110 billion loan from the European Union and the IMF. On Tuesday, it was approved for a third round of funding, although auditors said more work needs to be done to sort out public finances, including lowering wages and making the healthcare system more efficient. In Ireland, unions have organized a march on Saturday to protest the planned economic measures. An estimated 80,000 people are expected to turn up. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.
请记住我们的网址 www.tingroom.com